This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Welcome back to Pierce Kid Talk. My name is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys? We're in another week, another episode. I don't know why I'm singing. So I got a phone call from a client who I have not worked with for about a year, if I have to like guesstimate. And this happens sometimes with clients. I had another client who came to me monthly for I think like 10 years. And then just life hit her kind of hard. Like she lost her husband and just like other stuff has been going on. And she kept having to reschedule. Now she's the type of client that I could reach out to and just be like, hey, did you want to reschedule? Because I don't bug my clients, but there's certain clients I know that they want me to do that. But because she kept rescheduling, I was like, you know, I'm just going to give her a moment because she always knows she can reach out to me. That's just the relationship that we have. But I was like, I just feel like she has a lot going on. So I let her be. And then a couple of weeks ago, she texted me and was like, all right, Devin, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back. And so I saw her last week and we're starting up her facials again and she's getting back to once a month. And, you know, sometimes clients, their lives just get in the way and that's okay. It doesn't always mean that it's something that, as an esthetician, like something that I did that was wrong, just life. I mean, I know how I am. Like sometimes I, you know, you just get behind on things and whatever. So I don't always take it personally. So this other client, and so I haven't seen her for, like I said, I think it's been about a year. She called me and she goes, I don't know what's going on with my skin. She put herself or her doctor, whatever, put her on retinol. So she's dealing with the retinol purge, but she's been on it for 4 months. She's still going through it and she's not really, doesn't really have acne. I mean, she might think she does, but then also she's an adult, a woman in her 40s. So it's not like this is a huge problem for her right now at her age. So for her to go through the purge this long, like something else is going on. I just assumed, oh my gosh, I had to take a moment because I'm so tired. You guys, I'm not sleeping again, but I think this is just a temporary thing. I'm out of my medicine and I can't refill my prescription. But anyways, I'm so tired and it's like, my day keeps going. And then all of a sudden I hit a wall and I've hit that wall and me trying to like think and use my brain makes it harder. But here we go. I'll tell you about this client. So about 4 months ago, she started retinol. And then I said, okay, did you change up any other products? Because I know she hasn't been purchasing from me. So I know that she definitely has, but I need her to tell me what she has changed. So she added two more products. And then she also added some supplements. This is what I'm saying. When you're doing your skincare and you're on such a good routine, because by the way, her skin was looking good. She was on a great routine. And then she just fell off and then was like, I'm going to do this all on my own. And then this is where her skin is at. So she's like, why am I purging still after 4 months? And I just don't think she should be. So I worked with her in a couple different ways. I'm like, okay, if you want to hold on to your retinol, this is the path we have to take. If you want to get rid of your retinol, then this is the path we're going to take. And then we'll just kind of see. It's up to her. Like I can guide my clients and that's what I'm here for, but I certainly can't make them do anything. So I like to empower them and give them options and when it makes sense to. And that way they can kind of decide what they want to do. So we'll see. We'll see what she's going to do. I think she wants to hold on to this retinol, but I was like, maybe it's not for you. Because remember, retinol is not for everybody. And she's not using retinol. I'm sorry. She's using Retin A, which is stronger. So I just think that maybe it's not for her, but she might want to give this a try and see. But I love my Victoria Deanne, my rejuvenator, which acts like a retinol, but it doesn't have all the side effects. I am just obsessed with that product. Like, it's so good, but you just don't get the retinol purge, which is because it's not a retinol. So anyways, I will keep you guys posted to see how her skin does. I did send her some vitamin C because she got off vitamin C. And I was like, you got to have vitamin C in your routine. So that I did send to her and this is what happens. And it's okay. I mean, it's skincare, it's hair care, it's, you know, you're on a diet and then you fall off the diet. This is life and all of this is okay. And I just was happy that she called me and was like, let's get back on track. I am not ever going to give up on a client. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see which path that she takes, but I know we can get her skin looking good again. She just has to listen. And she likes to kind of do her things, own things sometimes. And she's a picker and she's all these other things. So we'll see. I have faith in her. All right, you guys, we're going to talk about eczema and psoriasis today. So my brain's tired. Let's just get into it so that I can get this information out before I completely fail on you guys. Here we go. All right, so here we go. Eczema and psoriasis. Since both of these are skin conditions, I thought I would talk about them. I've had clients who deal with both, but it's more of a medical condition than what I do. I'm not allowed to diagnose, but I've had clients come in and say, yes, I have eczema. Yes, I have psoriasis. But it's not something I can actually diagnose. A doctor has to do it. And so I have a little bit of experience with eczema, you know, on a personal level because my nephews had it. Psoriasis, I don't have as much personal experience, but let's talk about these two. We're going to talk about psoriasis first. So it's a chronic disease that's driven by an overactive immune system. Plaque psoriasis is the most common. Experts do not know the exact cause, but it's thought to be due to alterations in the immune system, which leads to increased cell turnover and inflammation. Our skin cells are normally replaced every 10 to 40 days. It just really depends on the age. But with psoriasis, new cells are growing every 3 to 4 days. This causes a buildup of old cells with new cells piling on top. This is why it looks like bumpy red patches covered in thick white or silvery patches. Plaque psoriasis is diagnosed as mild, moderate, or severe based on both the percentage of skin affected and the location and severity of the plaques. While plaques usually show up on the scalp, elbows, knees, and lower back, they can also show up in the form of scalp psoriasis or genital psoriasis. It's important to note that psoriasis is not contagious or infectious, which I think is a pretty important thing to note. There are two different peaks in one's life that will generally appear: 15 to 35 years of age or 55 to 60. Men and women develop it similarly. Now, I personally, one of an esthetician that I've known, she was like my mentor or whatever, but she actually has psoriatic arthritis. I told you guys I was tired. So her and I would talk because I don't have psoriasis, but her symptoms can sometimes be the same as mine, but she also has the psoriasis. So I guess I'm thankful I don't have that part. I don't know. I don't want any of it, but I guess maybe I don't want the psoriasis on top of the other stuff. So here are some treatments. Topicals. These are given when someone is first diagnosed because With any disease, you don't want to automatically just hit with the hardest. You want to see, can we start off with mild? I know when I was first diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, they started me off with just a very simple drug. And we've had to go higher or stronger as the years have gone by, but just not going to start off at the highest type of med. So phototherapy, this works on skin surface using ultraviolet light. Doing this regularly can help to slow the growth of the excess skin cells. Oral treatments, they work within the body by suppressing part of or all of the immune system. And then you have biologics. These target specific parts of the immune system. They attach to proteins involved with inflammation, usually given by injections. So tips to help with prevention. Keep your skin hydrated. Take care of your skin and scalp and don't pick at it. Avoid dry, cold weather. Obviously, this isn't always an easy one, but obviously you do what you can. Use a humidifier and then talk with your doctor about all your medications, like even over-the-counter ones. You don't want to be on one that increases your flare-ups. And I know that sometimes skin can be dependent on things. So I don't know if that's a factor with psoriasis or even eczema, but it's definitely something I would talk to my doctor about. Like if you start taking these topicals, is it going to, your skin will only be okay when you're putting these on your skin? That's just one question I would ask my doctor. Okay, so that was psoriasis, but now we're going to talk about eczema.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eczema can be just as itchy and inflamed, but you don't get the scaly patches like psoriasis. The most common type is atopic eczema, which is chronic. It affects about 10 to 20% of infants and only about 3% of adults. Most children outgrow it by the age of 10, but some live with it forever. There is no cure, but it can usually be managed. It is not contagious. It's a rough one, guys. It is generally due to inflammation of the skin, but dryness, stress, or if the skin comes in contact with something irritating like laundry detergent, it can be triggered. And for some people, intense heat and humidity can aggravate the skin. I mean, with most diseases, you kind of have to figure out your body and your skin and what is going to cause a flare-up and what is not going to cause a flare-up. So as I just said, eczema looks different for everyone, and flare-ups may not always happen in the same areas. It is usually always itchy, and sometimes the itchiness shows up before the rash. Eczema often happens in people who have a family history of allergies or asthma. Infants. In infants, the itchy rash can lead to an oozing, crusting condition, mainly on the face and scalp. It could also happen on their arms, legs, back, and chest. Children. Children and teens usually have a rash in the bends of their elbows, behind their knees, on their neck, or on their wrists or ankles. The rash turns scaly and dry. The rash usually happens on your face, this is for adults. The rash usually happens on your face, the backs of your knees, wrists, hands, or feet. Your skin will probably be very dry, thick, or scaly. In fair-skinned people, these areas may start out reddish and then turn brown. Among darker-skinned people, eczema can affect skin pigments, making the affected area lighter or darker. Some possible treatments for eczema. Keeping the skin hydrated is really important since it can be so itchy. Hydrocortisone creams and antihistamines can also help. Doctors will sometimes prescribe creams and ointments to ease the inflammation. Phototherapy can be used as well. So here are a few tips that can help you prevent outbreaks or keep them from getting worse. Moisturize your skin often. Avoid sudden changes in temperature or humidity. Try not to sweat or get too hot. Manage your stress. Avoid scratchy materials such as wool. By the way, if you just have sensitive skin, you want to stay away from itchy materials like wool, or even like in the winter. This isn't so much a problem where I'm in like Southern California, because we don't really get a true winter. But if you get like rashes around your neck and you notice they kind of pop up in the wintertime, check your scarves, check your turtlenecks, you know, what's up against your neck that possibly could cause that. That was just a side note, nothing to do with eczema. I mean, it can obviously happen with eczema, but I'm just talking about if you have sensitive skin, sometimes that's a problem. Don't use harsh soaps, detergents, or solvents. Pay attention to foods that might trigger symptoms and try to avoid them. And then, of course, use a humidifier in your bedroom because that will keep moisture in your room. So when you're talking about paying attention to foods, I often will talk to clients about this. So if they're on a medication, like a medication they're on all the time, or if they have a skin issue that they're dealing with all the time, I always ask them, did you notice any change when you started this medication? Did you notice any change when you ate broccoli? Whatever it is. This is what I'm talking about. It's a tried and true method. We know that this works. If we pay attention to what we eat and we know that a specific food group, whatever causes the problem, then we know we got to stop ingesting that. But you got to pay attention. So that's one of the first things I'll always ask people when they're on medications or just having problems with their skin. Start kind of being more aware of what you are consuming. And that way we can see if there's a link. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes there is. And if there is, it's usually worth it to find that out. So that's pretty much it for eczema and psoriasis. No cure for either, but at least with eczema, you have a chance of it just kind of disappearing from your life as you get older, which would be really nice. And that's it. And I hope that helps. I hope that you guys understand those two skin conditions more. If you have them, hopefully that helps. If you know somebody who does, then steer them to this podcast and hopefully it helps. Or don't, because I don't know what I'm saying. I hope this whole episode makes sense. This is why I take notes. This is why, so that I don't forget the key things that I want to say on each of my podcast episodes. All right. As always, if you guys have any suggestions for a podcast idea or just whatever you want to reach out to me, please do. Devin@pureskinoc.com. And then, of course, you know you're going to follow me on social media. I would love that. And then, of course, subscribe and leave a great review for this podcast. I would really appreciate it, and share with your friends. All right, guys, I hope you have a great week. We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.